I had a wet jumper. I'm a cold nigga, hit a soulmate all summer. Bitch, hit my phone asking for money, yeah, wrong.
Hey, man, it's your boy, Mr. G Murray, Mr. G Nice TV. I'm back at it for another episode of the You Heard Me podcast on G Nice TV. And today on episode 14, you know, we got my boy, you know what I'm saying? He was on season one of the What's Up series, you know what I'm saying? So this is second time around on G Nice. You know, we got him back on the platform this time, the You Heard Me podcast. My brother, L. Deuce, you know what I mean?
Back in,
yes, for the sir. San Bernardino Finest.
Come on, I know what it is,
man. So, yo, Isho, we gonna get straight into it, you know what I mean? We got a lot to talk about, bro.
Yeah,
and I didn't have the opportunity to talk to you when you had dropped your previous tape. Happens right there, in my honest opinion, happens to be a classic record,
yeah.
You know what I mean? That's and everybody. I feel like everybody can attest to that shit for real.
Yeah, for sure.
So, what was the process that went into making Cuban Links and Gold Roast?
Cuban Links and Gold Roast is a transition, I think, of new growth of art, like just growth of music. Me talking more about what we had going on, you know, business wise, and, you know, like, basically, like, just us enjoying the fruits of our labor a little bit. You feel me? We ain't got to where we want to be, but, like, we been grinding for a minute. And I think that, like, the city been seeing us kind of elevate a little bit. And I just spoke about that more. It was more, like, good vibes, you know, me rapping a little bit, me testing myself, you feel me? And, yeah, man, making Cuban Links go rogue. So it was just, like, I just wanted people to, I wanted just motivational music on there. Like, it was just, like, down to earth.
A lot of those, too.
And it's some shit on there, though. You feel me? Cuban Links and Gold Roast, one of the best albums, so.
Nah, for there's a lot of songs in there, bro, that when I be in the gym, I be like, hey, bro, this shit right here.
That's what it's supposed to do. That's what it's
supposed to do. So. Yeah. So, like, what can we expect? Because, you know, for those who don't know, Lil Ant, his ninth project, is dropping this upcoming week. Well, shit, by the time we drop this video, it's the day of the release.
Right.
Lil Ant, ninth tape. This your album?
Yeah, this is a project. I don't like calling shit albums because that shit comes too much pressure, you feel me?
All right, so it's your project, your ninth project. It's
a project called Lil Ant. I think it's not, I won't say it's my first album, bro, because my first album going to be getting better with time, and that's what everybody been waiting on for years, and I want to wait till we get to that plateau and that level, and I'm going to drop that. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, you want to do it right.
Yeah, this is another project. So, the album, it sounds like an album, though. I can tell you that.
Nah, for real. Now, like, what can we expect as far as, like, the project Lil Ant that we didn't already hear on your previous tape? Because, you know, you gave us a lot on that previous one.
I did.
You kind of set the bar high for yourself on this one.
Set the bar high, I'm not going to lie. I set the bar so high with that one, even my own team was like, they support me, bro, but, you know, that shit was hot. Like, you feel me? They like, I don't know. Follow suit. And, Not saying that they doubt me, but, you know, like, it was just a great-ass album, man. And with this one, bro, I'm not gonna lie, bro, to expect for Lil Ann is the transition of me becoming into my prime, you know. I just turned 25, you know, I just became a father, you feel what I'm saying? I'm turning into grown dudes, you feel what I'm saying? So, the reason why I named it Lil Ant because it's me, you feel me? And this project, I went, even though I get deep in my records, I went deep in my bag. Like, you're going to know more about me. Like, you're going to know more about, I know I speak about the grind, I speak about motivational staying down, but I'm going to tell people more about me personally, about the shit I go through, the things that you're going to go through, the shit I went through before I got here, the shit I go through while I'm doing it, you know, the pros and cons of being on your grind, the shit that you're going to go through, you feel what I'm saying, in relationships, you know, people around you, the shit that you go through when you're growing, you feel what I'm saying? When you outgrow people, you feel me? All kind of shit. Like, I didn't hold nothing back on this album. Like, I let it all rip. I ain't really, to be honest, not like that, but I ain't care about nobody's feelings, bro. I ain't care, bro. Like, even, like it is what it is, bro. I just let it all rip on everything. And you're going to be able to feel it. You feel me? For real.
Man, you got to. If you feel like this is, you know, the project that you're going to let it off at, then you might as well. And it's perfect, too, because right. It's Little Ant.
Exactly. And the controversy behind my name, because I'm gaining so much of a new fan base. And, you know, if you don't know, you feel me, what, you know, my name stands for, you're going to know now. That, like, kind of just solidified it. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's Lil Ant, you know, you can't miss it this time. There shouldn't be no questions asked about that shit no more, because it's on my resume now. You can't, it's like, Lil Ant, you feel me, for sure.
Yeah, nah, so, with this being your ninth project, mm-hmm. I tuned in from your beginning. You always been the type, bro, like, you drop either it's a year apart, a few months apart. Yeah. This your ninth project.
Right.
What keeps you going? Because I'm pretty sure you guys already finished everything, but you're already working on another project.
Bro, I got way too much music, bro. It don't stop. Like, I didn't stop working on projects to drop another project. Like, people would never know that, but I done that behind the scenes. Like, no, time for that one. I'm gonna give them a little bit of this one or whatever I'm in the mood for. But what keep a nigga going, bro, is that I just always feel like I can do better. Like, I just feel like I can be like, all right. Like, I'm just never satisfied, bro. I'm just hungry. I'm forever hungry, bro. It's music, like, is a hobby for me, bro, outside of my passion and my love. Like, I love making music, bro. So I think that would never stop. Like, so even, like, I told myself this time that I'm going to take my time and really promote this album, because I usually don't. I'm always working on the next shit after I drop it. You feel what I'm saying? So with this one, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take my time. So I gave this project my all. Like, this project is my, at least my favorite one by far. Y'all, you know, artists always say that shit when they dropping something new. But I honestly feel like, up to date, this is my best project. You feel what I'm saying? And
you get the role model real good too. You have a lot of content on social media.
Yeah, that's what I feel me on everything. And I got features on this motherfucker, bro. I usually don't never reach out like that. Like, I be fucking with niggas I fuck with, but I had to, you know, my ego and pride down, bro. And I had to do what was best. And I got some features, bro. And I tapped in with some people. So you feel me? I got some shit on here, bro. And I'm not gonna lie. And the features came through in gangs. I'm talking about identify what a nigga talking about. You feel what I'm saying? On everything.
We gonna get to something in a minute.
Yeah.
But you a father now. So, like, aside from the music, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? How has, like, fatherhood, you know, shaped you now mm-hmm. that you are responsible for, you know, another life?
Man, it turned me all the way up, bro. Since June 2nd, that's the day he was born, bro. I've been, like, a whole different person. Like, I've been looking at myself like... Wait. Like, it's crazy, bro. Like, it's no excuses. That's why my new line is called No Excuses. He was the main reason for that. You feel what I'm saying? Because when I'm feeling tired, or I feel like I can't do nothing, or I don't feel like doing it, it's like, nigga, you got to do it. You ain't got no motherfucking choice. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you better get over that shit, drink you a Red Bull, and keep going. You feel what I'm saying? I'm having my days where I'm going to crash. You feel me? I'm going to crash out the blue, but I'm going to get my ass back up. Done. You know what I'm saying? And I had to care less about everybody else's feelings, because I can't have no excuses for him. You feel what I'm saying? I've always been that person that was my heart bigger than everything, bro. And I always cared about other motherfuckers for real. And then I looked up and it wasn't too many motherfuckers that had my back for real. So I'm like, once my son got here, it really, like, opened my eyes up to everything. So that's what he couldn't have came at no perfect time. Like, you feel me? Like, that shit right there was a blessing in disguise for real. I swear to God.
Hell yeah. No, that's dope, bro. I'm proud of you, bro, because you was already on your shit before this.
Like, right.
I'm pretty sure you set to, you know, the bar high for yourself just knowing who you are.
On some shit, man.
So, you know, I'm going to get to it, man. So I want to know how this happened. Because when I seen this music video, I was like, oh, damn, that shit crazy. You, J.I. Benz, and Westside Matt.
Yeah.
Man, you got to talk to me, man. How did that come about? And what was that like? What was that all that whole experience like?
Man, shout out to J.I. Ben, shout out to Westside Mac, man. I'd be lying if I didn't say J.I. Ben's put that together. You feel what I'm saying? J.I. Ben, I'm a no cap. It's my son. Nigga, J.I. Ben's hit me, bro. Like, bro, let's do something for the city. You feel what I'm saying? I'm like, shit, hell yeah, let's do it. Me and J.I. Ben's got a few mutual, you feel what I'm saying, people around that. Time we around each other, bro, you got to do one with JR. And I know they tell him the same shit, like, you got to do one with Deuce, you feel me? Me and Westside Mac already locked in, you feel me? That's a little bro. So we already was locked in, you feel me? But JR Ben sent it, bro. I sent the verse back to him. You know, Mac sent his verse back. And then, you know, we was like, bro, we got to shoot the video. That shit going to go crazy. Fuck just dropping as a single. We got to shoot the video. And we like, shit, we gonna pull up in this hood. Shit, we on the west side with it. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit, they showed us love the whole way, bro. We shot the other scene at my shop, bro. And shit was cool, bro. Like, on everything. That motherfucker went crazy, man. The rest is history.
that's tough, bro. I ain't gonna lie. When I seen that shit went up. I ain't gonna
care. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. Every time it's some... it's a good compliment to have, bro, because... Every like song that is like Unity and the IE, I'm always a part of it. Like, you feel what I'm saying? And I'm right, you feel me? And that side of like, even when I did the Red Murderdino like 2-3 years ago, like in this one with J.I. Benz and Westside Mac, like every time it's some IE Unity, bro, I'm always a part of it. And that's a good compliment to have. So
look, bro, if there's one person, me personally, that I feel like that's that artist in the city that could do that is you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Cause you move with that with the great intention.
Yeah, bro. Niggas know what time it is with me, bro. I don't got no motives. I don't got no weird shit going on with me, bro. I really want to do what's best for the city and for the people. You feel me? And you know, that's what I always been since I came out. You feel me?
So you know, the other day, I think it was a few days ago on Twitter, I stumbled upon a post. The post was, you know, you and you know, something between the lines of you and Duda, y'all been talking about this record for about almost a year. Yeah. And you finally, you know, the emails finally sent.
Yeah, man. I sent them an email, bro. What I sent him gonna be big. It's not even, I'm gonna give you the juice, bro. It's not even just gonna be Duda, it's gonna be some shit. You feel what I'm saying? So, you feel what I'm saying? It's going to be some shit. But it's going to be some shit for real. You know, so I'm just waiting on Duda to send that motherfucker back, man, and we going to make it happen. But he this going to be major. I ain't going to lie. This
man,
shit.
I'm excited. You know what I mean?
Yeah, people been asking for me. You know, I think every artist in Adino, you know, it's like I'm number one, like they like dudes to work with whoever, you feel what I'm saying? Cause I've been doing it for a while, you know, right? If these niggas want to give me my flowers or not, you know, these niggas see me do it forever. You know, I damn near motivated, you know, majority of all these niggas to start rapping. Cause I came out rapping when it wasn't bad, it wasn't cool. You feel what I'm saying? So, and by me still being so young and I've been doing it for so long, they treat me like I'm OG, you feel me? Like Nip say, and I'm like, nigga, I'll be out of my niggas like, bro, I ain't that old, bro. Like, you feel me? But I've been doing it for so long. Niggas look at me like I'm older than what I am. And niggas be older than me. Niggas be older than me. Big bro, I'll be like, nigga, I'm...
but they respect the grind, though. Like, you was putting in those, you know, those long nights, those hours by yourself. You know what I mean? So niggas is gonna look at you like, hey man, that shit, bro, his shit.
Right. And I understand, you feel what I'm saying, and I understand my position, bro. And I just play my role, man. That's all I can do for real.
Does that ever occur? Do you ever like sometimes think like, damn, like I'm really starting to influence some people?
Hell yeah. I've been watching that shit since I came out. Like, you feel me? Rather it's good or bad. You know, rather if they want to give me my credit, I didn't watch niggas do shit right after I do it. Like, you feel what I'm saying? I don't, but that's what I'm doing it for, you know? So it would be a hypocrite. I'd be a hypocrite to be like, I want to see niggas, I want to see niggas, you feel me, do well, and then they do something like me and I get mad. Like, you feel me? Like, you know, as a kid, when I'm young, at 17, I probably felt the way, like, any nigga trying to be like me. But as I'm grown, bro, I don't, like, nigga, yeah, shit, you should do it like Deuce. I'm doing this shit the right way. So, yeah, if you doing it like me, you doing it in the real way, you feel me? So, at the end of the day, bro, it's all about influence. Who don't be influenced, bro? I be influenced by Nip. I'm influenced by motherfucking Meek Mill and Rick Ross and all that. So, ah, shit, for a nigga to be influenced by me, bro, is a compliment, for real.
That's what's up, man. Mm. So, obviously, you know, for those who don't know, or you should know by now, you know, you came into the game independent. And right. You still are independent. Right. You got your own label, A1 Since Day One Records.
Right.
You know what I mean? You obviously have a good track record, but Now you are bringing people along with you.
Right.
I mean, so you got an artist on your record label called Jamal Cash.
Okay, she's a big bro.
Yeah, on me, and he got some dope records, by the way, too.
Yeah.
And how did that all come about, man? Like, what made you want to go in that direction first and foremost, as far as just going independent, and then eventually signing people on under you?
Bro, that's always been a move, because I just feel like we work too hard to just sit over here and just to sign a deal, just to say we signed a deal. Like, if we sign a deal, bro, it's going to be something that's going to be right. Like, it ain't going to be no slave deal or no bullshit just to tell the world or post on Instagram that we signed a deal so it look like something's not. We're not doing that. You feel what I'm saying?
There's been a lot of that bullshit happening.
Yeah, you want to buy, these niggas post, they sign a deal, and no shit be happening after that, because these niggas, they shit don't be all the way 100. You feel me? If we sign a deal, bro, it's going to be some shit. It's going to be a partnership. It's going to be like, we on that type of time. We know at the end of the day, in our career, in my career, I'm going to have to sign a deal. You feel what I'm saying? That's for sure. Every artist, I don't give a fuck how independent they are, they signed a deal at a point of time, because it's certain doors you're not going to be able to get into if you don't sign no deal. You feel what I'm saying? That's just what it is. Now, your goal is not to sign no fucked up deal. Don't sign no slave deal. We might sign an album deal. We might sign a promotional run deal. You know, it depends. We just not signing no slave deals. You feel me? And that's the ultimate goal. And Jamal Cash been around from the jump. You know, he is the mastermind behind a lot of the IEDino clothes. You feel me? He do the clothes. You know, he merch, man. And but he been rapping. He getting that boost sometime. You feel what I'm saying? Since back then. You feel me? So he been around, but he just changed his name and you feel me, re-identified himself. And you know, he trying to go crazy right now. You feel what I'm saying? He doing this thing. You know, he do the clothing too, bro. You feel me? But you know, shit, it's a lot of niggas, you know, outside of my label, man, not to pop my shit, but it's a lot of niggas I didn't, you know, gave that jump start to. They probably don't, they'll never say that, you feel me? But co-sign and push that jump start to, they know, you feel what I'm saying? But, you know, bro been around from the jump, you feel what I'm saying? So he been, shit, man, if you look back in 2016, he was on two of my records on Applying Pressure. He was on A1 Gang. He was on None of That. You feel me? He done dropped a few of his own singles, but this year he decided to take it a little more serious, and that's why niggas starting to see him. You feel what I'm saying?
That's so, he's on Harder and What Time It Is, right?
Is, yeah.
I'm shit right there, boy. Yeah. Oh, wait.
He on a project too. He on a hard ass song too. I ain't gonna lie, that shit hard.
You know, now that I think about it, I think he was in the studio the day I did the studio session with Tom.
He probably
you ever watched that video?
I think so. I think I remember that shit. That was a couple years ago, huh?
That was this past year. Yeah, this, I think, top of the year.
He might have been, to be honest. Shit.
I think he was in the video, but if he was in there, I think I heard his music in there too.
Yeah, you probably did, most likely, for sure, if he was there.
Nah, yeah, man, that's what's up, bro. So, like, what's the future like, you think, for him and you guys moving forward for the label? You guys going to bring on more people, or you guys going to try to just build him up and focus on him right now?
Man, we going to, I know he has a project dropping next year from the start. That's what he told me. But we ain't finna stop, bro. Shit, we going to keep pushing his ass. We going to push me, man. We going to push everybody, bro. Like, we got some people. Like, you feel me? We recruiting people, you know, like, we starting out fresh, bro. You feel me? I ain't gonna lie. You know, I started with a gang of niggas, bro. I started with a gang of motherfuckers, man. And, you know, like Nip said, man, everybody can't go. You feel what I'm saying? And, you know, a lot of motherfuckers got motives, bro. A lot of niggas had their own motives. You feel me? They'll use a nigga and then start to try to start their own shit. And you feel what I'm saying? Wasn't loyal to the soil. And, you know, we you know, we jump-started a lot of niggas, bro. You feel what I'm saying? And, you know, the cards, you know, they play how they was dealt. You feel me? And I don't wish no bad on none of them, bro. It's still all love. They know what time it is with me, man. I don't turn into no hater, bro. I ain't here to, that's just my truth. You feel what I'm saying? That's my truth. You feel me? I'm living in my truth. And, you know, I'll never get on no platforms and, you know, diss them and, you know, speak nothing personal about them. They know who I'm talking to. You feel what I'm saying? And, it's still all love, but as far as the camp, man, this shit forever. You know, I'm gonna be when I'm done rapping, nigga, I'm gonna be CEO, A&R recruiting people to push this shit. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, for the future, bro, it's looking great. I ain't gonna lie. We just keep building, bro. We keep, you know, doing what we doing, and it's gonna happen.
I seen recently, I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago, was at Crypto Center, aka Forever Staples Center. You know what I mean? You was over there selling your merch, the new No Excuses.
Yeah, I was in there.
So talk to us about the rollout, the approach. And you already explained a little bit earlier about why you did the No Excuses, you know what I mean? But you know what I'm saying? Talk about the new release and what's the demo clothing.
No excuses, bro. Like I said, man, I came out because of my son, bro. I woke up one day, I'm like, I want to make something new and I want to make something that's relatable. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I always do something that's just undeniable and what people live by. And I think that anybody that's on the grind, that be having long nights and, you know, early mornings, that's what you live by. No excuses. You feel what I'm saying? You get the job done, you know, to the single mothers out there that got to get shit done. You feel me? It's no excuse. They got to get it done. To the single fathers out there that got to get it done, they got to go get it done. No matter how hard it is, you feel me? It's no excuses for this shit, you know? So, and with the crypto situation, bro, my big bro, J Hove, his people's Malibu, you know, her name Malibu, bro. She do a lot for the community, bro. She always like doing stuff for the community, for the kids, you know, for the people, man. And she got her own, you know, little foundation, man. And, you know, shoot, I low key got, you know, that plug was a layup for me. You feel me? You know, I can't all me. She was like, shoot, you know, you doing what you doing. Just pull up. You feel what I'm saying? You know, she catapult off me. And we good, you know, we had a table in there, you feel me? And I got my shit off, you know, so just to be, and I'm forever grateful for her giving me that opportunity, because by me being there for 2 hours, bro, and the amount of people that just walked up to me and the shit. I sold shit, bro. People that came up to me like, oh, what's that? Like, you know that I'm a hustler, bro, at the end of the day. So that's love. I love to be around shit like that. You feel what I'm saying? People, you know where we come from. That shit's slow. So just being around anywhere like that is where I need to be. You feel me?
Exactly. What they say, go where you're celebrating, not tolerating.
Exactly. You feel me? Fuck being tolerant. I'll leave everywhere. If y'all don't like me, fuck y'all. I'm going where they love me at. I ain't got no ego and pride. Fuck y'all, for real.
Oh, man, I feel it. I was just finna say that too, man, because I was watching the videos and a lot of people recognized you was like taking pictures and stuff. So that's dope to see that your music has not just been in the IE, bro. It's traveling to LA.
See, that's the crazy part, because when I look at my analytics, bro, it's never the IE. You feel what I'm saying? My top list of listeners always be Los Angeles, California. Like, if San Bernardino be like fourth or fifth, like, nigga, that's on my son. You feel me? Like, you said,
San Bernardino, y'all don't love for LA dudes?
Come on, you feel me? I don't know what it is. You feel what I'm saying? But I'll forever love
him. Y'all tripping. Y'all right. Fucking tripping. Now look, I'm telling y'all right now, y'all tripping. Y'all, tripping. Y'all gonna thank me later.
No, you know what it is, bro. I think I don't, truthfully, bro, I think that me growing as an artist, bro, I don't really make music for the mentality of San Bernardino. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, San Bernardino on bullshit. We know that's what San Bernardino on. So, you feel me? The whole city ain't on what I'm on. So, when I'm popping out, it's like...
Only hustlers can relate. You did.
I speak for a certain type of people, you feel me? And I'll forever love San Bernardino, bro. You know, I don't have that story that other niggas got that be like, my city didn't show me no love. You feel me? My city, nigga, is without San Bernardino, bro, there's no LA dudes, bro. I got fans that's buried with an A1 Today One shirt. I got fans that got A1 Today One tatted. Like, I got a hardcore fan base. Like, I got the people that support Deuce. You can't tell them nothing about Deuce. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's I fuck with Deuce. Like, and it might not be the top, but it's there and it's effective, and my fan base is something heavy, you feel me? But it's just my truth, bro. When I look at the analytics, I ain't trying to shit on shit. I'll post the motherfucking shit. LA be the top city next to Riverside and motherfucking Jarupa Valley and Victorville and, you know, France and Seattle and Washington and shit and Houston and, yeah, you know.
Yeah, we gonna once I get in the mix a little more out here, bro, I'm gonna get you lined up out here, bro.
Yeah, and it's a domino effect, bro. Soon as my shit get heard, like I talked to some today, and a nigga hit me from France. So like he was like, bro, I've been listening to Weep Out, my song Weep Out, since 2016, bro. And to hear the music that you're making now and to hear the growth, bro, is crazy. I cannot wait till your project drop. And he from France. If you look at the text messages, you can tell like his choice of words is he's really from France. This ain't no San Bernardino nigga that moved to France. This nigga's from France, nigga. Like, you feel what I'm saying? This ain't none of that. Like, ain't no cap. Niggas
the way tapping. He was typing and shit.
Yeah, niggas be tapping like, oh bro, you that nigga, like he's from the Dino. He just moved out there playing your shit. Like, nah, nigga, this nigga really from France. Once you feel what I'm saying? Like, you know, so that should be pretty dope.
I feel that, bro. Hey, so Back in Motion, that's the record. Well, that's the single to the project. You know, right. why'd you pick this song in particular?
You know, it's crazy. I'm gonna give you the hardest, coldest truth about that. The sad part about it was, and then now it ain't. It didn't even make the project. It's not even on the project. I swear to God.
On the project? hold on. So this is just a like basically a throwaway.
Back in Motion was a single. I swear to God, this on my son. Look at my track list. If I was able to show you my track list and my like how I had shit lined up, Back in Motion was on Lil Wayne. It just didn't make it once I got to recording everything. And I'm like, yeah, this it ain't gonna fit. I wanted it to fit bad too. Like, I'm like,
Back in Motion. You gonna do deluxe?
Huh?
You think about doing like a deluxe?
Oh, I'm doing a deluxe, folks. So I'm doing a deluxe for sure. So I might just throw it on the deluxe. You feel me? But Back in Motion, bro. That song right there, man. I wanted just to give him a new flow. You feel what I'm saying? A new type of style. I'm spitting on that motherfucker. You know, I got LA embracing me like a lot. You feel what I'm saying? So I just wanted to show my love. Like, I shot my video out there. You know, I went to, West LA. You know, I went to a couple places out there, bro, that showed a nigga love, just to come back out here and shoot at Fame Liquor for the video. You feel what I'm saying? You know, so it was just love, bro. You feel what I'm saying? That motherfucker went crazy. No cap.
Hey man, well shit. I'm glad all that shit went dope and went smooth. You know, the video, it's out on YouTube right now, correct?
Yeah, right now, man.
So you know, for those who ain't checked that out yet, go to his YouTube, LA Dudes, and go ahead and watch the music video, man.
Yeah, I dropped it. It was crazy. They made my video go up, man. I dropped that shit on Instagram. They deleted my post because I put Crips in the caption. You feel me? They like, oh. You promoting gang terror. Hey, deleted my whole shit. My shit was going up. Hey. I had to repost the shit, and it made it go up 10 times more. That's why my shit had like 20K on Instagram. I'm like, all I did was post, like, man, they took my shit down, man. Y'all make sure y'all go rerun this motherfucker up. And that shit went re-viral, man. They didn't stop nothing.
No, yeah, Instagram be tripping, bro. They be it's sensitive now what you put and what you type.
Right. I be telling the homies all the time, like, bro, when you post on Instagram, just post the song caption, bro. Don't post no lyrics. Don't post no extra shit, because they will take that shit down if they feel like you talking about something you ain't supposed to be talking about. Swear to God.
Fast, man. So you know, is there anything you want to promote, you want to let the fans know, you know what I mean, what's going on, what you got out, where they can find your stuff,
man? Shit, only thing I'm promoting right now, bro, is shit, Lil Ant, bro. To be honest, I just dropped my fucking song, my single, Trials and Tribulations. Today, you feel what I'm saying? The song in the video just dropped. Lil Ant dropping 11/18. You know, by the time this shit drop, you know, it's gonna already be dropped. My new line, No Excuses, man. You can find all the merch on A1SDay1.com. You know, we ship, you know, we do everything, you know, it's gonna get to you in a timely manner. You ain't gonna have to wait too long to get it. Yeah, bro, we pushing right now, bro. If y'all follow the A1 Today 1 record pages, the clothing pages, you know, this new music, man, I'm telling niggas right now, niggas ain't heard this shit, this type of music in a minute. I'm not asking real. Like, I'm ready. I'm on some, look, bro, niggas ain't rapping like this, bro. All right, on some shit. Niggas ain't heard no shit like this coming out the IE. I don't give a fuck what niggas talking about. Niggas ain't heard this type of music come out the IE in a minute, bro. Like,
this type of confidence, bro, is
yeah.
You should be, you know what I mean?
Because I got a chip on my shoulder, bro. I really got some shit to prove right now, because, you know, not because, to be honest with you, bro, like, I don't really pay attention to a lot of shit, you feel me? And then when I do, I let a lot of shit go. I'm not the social media type of nigga. I still live by the old rules. So when I see shit, bro, I'd rather address it in the music, you know? Fuck social media, because I feel like you just a nigga crying on social media now. You feel what I'm saying? I'd rather, you know, address it in the studio. And it was a lot of motherfucking, like, rap lists and IE rap lists that was made in the last 2-3 years, and I feel disrespectful. My name don't be on the motherfuckers. And to be honest with you, I swear to God, bro, it don't matter at the end of the day. This is all based on opinions. But when I keep seeing lists, and I'm like, damn, my name don't be on none of these motherfuckers, but the niggas, y'all, you feel me? I start feeling like, y'all niggas blackballing me. And then I look at my analytics, and then we got other cities. I'm like, it seemed like you niggas forgot. Like, it seemed like you niggas be forgetting. You feel so...
Come on, man. You gotta remind them on this one right here.
Man, so all that humble shit over... And I'm not here to... I'm not talking shit. I don't want niggas to get the wrong message. Like, I'm on here talking shit and trying to... I got one song on that motherfucker that's gonna wake some shit up. But... I got a song on there that's gonna wake some shit up. I'm talking about... And it's going to hit you if you was a supporter of mine. If you've been a supporter of mine from the jump, you're going to love it. You're going to be like, oh, my mama. It's because it's going to bring you back to a moment. You feel what I'm saying? And I got some shit. Okay. Like, I mind niggas, bro. Niggas act like they forgot. Like, they don't know what it is. You feel me? But niggas ain't making a project like this. I promise you. Niggas ain't making no type of body of work like this, bro. Like, I'm very confident, bro. I'm confident in this shit. Like, I'm niggas ain't rapping like this. Niggas ain't talking like this. You want to talk about IU best spitters and best rappers, nigga? I'm about to be on that list for sure. Fuck all that making music and all that. Like, I make music, bro, for real, for real. But I had to let niggas know. I had to get back. I had to park my whip on Del Rosa and just, I had to go back in that gutter mode. Like, yeah, okay, y'all niggas, all right. I got to show y'all niggas what's up, though. You ain't finna play around no more. For real.
Shit, well, I'm planning to go out there in the city, like, shit, top of the year.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to put together this cypher, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we're about to get you up in there.
I'm a whatever because niggas don't be trying to give me my credit of rapping. Niggas be trying to give me my credit of song making. But I'll be like, nigga, I'll bar these niggas up for real. Like I just don't, me personally, I'm not the bar nigga. You feel me? I stay in my lane type shit, but rapping, nigga, I really rap. You feel what I'm saying? I really know how to rap, and I challenge myself this project. I'm talking about I'm really rapping. The beats I selected, to the topics I'm talking on and speaking on, like I'm speaking on real shit. Like I'm and I really got bars and the features I got on this motherfucker. I had to keep up with that. You feel me? Like I got features, nigga. I had to. Okay, and I'm just letting niggas know my verses was respected by my features to the point where they had to show me love. Like, you feel me? That's how much I was raising the bar for real. Like I done raised the bar. Like this project gonna raise the bar. I don't give a fuck what the niggas talking about. The niggas ain't made, but niggas ain't gonna be able to duplicate no type of shit like this. You feel what I'm saying? This shit different. This shit heavy.
Real quick before we wrap things up.
Yeah.
Being a West Coast artist, right?
Right.
You obviously want to be able to touch more than just the West. You want to be able to expand.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So like what are your thoughts on like expanding like this early? Like saying like if you was to make music with people out here in the Midwest, like Chicago, what's your thoughts on that?
My thoughts of that is, come on, I'm already making different type of music. If you able to hear Cuban Links and Go Ropes and hear the beats that's being selected, it's like, okay, this nigga can low-key rap with anything. Like, you feel what I'm saying? So when you hear songs like Voice of the Streets or when you hear the intro or songs like Living Easy Now, it's like, nigga, this nigga rapping like he signed. Like, he rapping like he on some shit. You feel what I'm saying? So nigga making songs, that's the goal. That's the goal for me. I'm gonna keep it a beam with you. The West Coast ain't. Like, nigga trying to bring the West Coast back, but the West Coast is for the politics, bro. West Coast ain't the mecca of music right now. You feel what I'm saying? Nigga, the mecca of music, nigga, is down south and is going to the Midwest and Detroit and, you feel me, that down south and Memphis and Atlanta got that shit on lock. So, you feel me, we got to be able to merge and lock in, you feel me, because they look at West Coast artists as we the turned up party, the only type of rapper, like we only know how to rap on a certain type of shit. If you got niggas like me, that's gonna get with any beat. I'll rap on any program and sound good. Fuck just rapping on the beat. I'm talking about really sound good and make a song off that motherfucker. Anybody can rap on anything. You feel me? But to actually get on something and it sounds like you were meant to get on it. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm on that type of time. I get on a Chicago beat. I get on a Memphis nigga beat, a Minnesota nigga beat, a Detroit nigga beat. You feel me? New York nigga, I'll do whatever. Philly, however niggas want to play it, nigga, I'll rap.
30, and you get sturdy with them?
Ah, like, man. Because, bro, they ain't gonna stop playing with me. They know I'm coming heavy, nigga. You feel me? That's why I like trying to work with me, bro. You feel me? Like, I kind of scare niggas away sometimes because I be coming heavy, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, listen, you bring a West Coast nigga to New York with niggas doing a little sturdy dance. We're gonna be pin dropping, jerking.
Come on. Come on, bro.
Oh, God. That's our shit.
Best of them, nigga. I can go do a song with YG, then go do a song with Jim Jones the same day. It's all good. You feel me? I really know how to do this shit for real, bro. I perfect my craft to the highest. And I ain't at my peak yet, but you feel me? I'm getting there for sure.
That's right. Man, well, shit, bro. I'm appreciative that you got on with me today, bro. It means a lot to me, you know, when you hit me up and say, let's do this. You know, I always wanted to get you on the podcast version of the show, of the platform. You know, like I said, you could catch L.A. Deuce on season one of the West of Dale series out now. You did.
Come on, man. I appreciate you having me, bro. I respect your grind, bro. You come from where we come from. I respect your platform, bro. You know, but bro, if a nigga ain't got that G Nice on there, bro, you got to put that stamp out there. Stop playing.
Come on now.
Many niggas doing what you're doing from a genuine point of view, bro, for the city. You feel what I'm saying? And, you know, even when you out of town making your moves, doing what you're doing, bro, you stay in touch. You stay tuned in, bro. You don't never act Hollywood, bro. Like, I cherish I know real niggas when I know, when I see real niggas. Like, you feel me? You ain't no Hollywood acting nigga, bro. Like, I can already tell, bro, as much success that you gonna get in life, you still gonna be the same nigga. You feel me? And that's what it is. I only gravitate to niggas like that, bro. These fuck niggas, I don't try to be around these niggas. I don't got nothing for them, you feel me, on everything. That's why a lot of niggas don't fuck with me, because they know they can't use me. You feel what I'm saying? They know I ain't no dumbass nigga. You feel me? My music threw niggas off. My music was like, oh, and that nigga probably, and then when they meet me, they like, oh, no, that nigga, he on some other, yeah, they already know. You feel me? So, yeah, bro, but I commend you on that shit, bro. You solid, bro. Keep doing what you're doing, man. That shit gonna be big for real. I'm calling it for real.
Hey, man, appreciate that. That right there, you know, you heard it.
You know what I mean? Yeah, dude, go ahead and stamp that, nigga. You know what I mean? When real niggas come second, nigga. Real niggas come first. I know what time it is.
I don't know if you remember this, but remember, like, 3 years ago, we was at this gathering, you, me, Duda, Charlie Cinco and Muda. It was like a
talking about Sunday Eat. So the good Sunday, yeah. The home.
Yeah. It was a music, like everybody was playing their music.
Yeah.
I remember I ran into you and you was like, hey bro, keep doing your thing. And I was telling you what I wanted to do, and you was like, hey my nigga, let's do the interview, man. Stop playing.
right. Because what it is, though, like, you know, and not saying this is your experience, but, like, you know, sometimes I'm looked at as, and it's a compliment, but I'm looked at as up here. You feel what I'm saying? And some people might feel like they can't get in touch with me, or, like, I'm not going to do it, or, you feel me? I done scared a lot of people away. You know, I be popping my shit, bro. I came out young. I'm fresh off the block. I talk shit. That's just who I am. You feel me? But, like, once you get to know me and meet me, bro, like, you going to be like, damn, this nigga a cool nigga. You feel me? It ain't nothing like that, you know? So I be, like, I always extend my love because I know how I could be perceived. You feel what I'm saying? And, you know, that's why they be like, damn, I did not know you was like that, bro. And they be like, hell yeah, bro, I'm me, bro. You feel me? It ain't even, I ain't tripping, my nigga. Like, I ain't on that. Like, there's no reason to be tripping. You give me a reason, I'm tripping, but ain't no reason to be tripping, bro. I'm good. I can't complain, bro. Life good for me, my nigga.
That part. Well, shit, man. L.A. Deuce, man. I appreciate you for being on the show today. Everybody, you know, thank you for tuning in. You know, you could, if you want to hear this podcast, you can go on my link tree on my Instagram bio. Go to the, you know, Anchor, and you can have all the different platforms you can choose from. Go ahead and listen to that. You know, tune in to L.A. Deuce. Check out his new album, Lil Ant, out streaming on all platforms. And if you get to hear his previous tape, you know, go tune that too as well. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, go tune into everything. You might as well.
Everything. I'm on all night.
You know what I mean? But, hey, man, I appreciate you for being on the show today, man. It's much love. L.A. Deuce, man, everybody.
Love. Come on, good looking, bro.
Shit, obviously, like before we ever met, did we ever meet? Think about, think of that while I smoke this weed. All I'm saying, I'm 101, it would never be. Another nigga, coming as cold as me. Had to put my pride aside and let my feelings speak. What else? Had to put my ego up and now my pockets deep. What else? Had to cut some people off, got bad energy.